Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kurt Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This is indeed the broadcast for December the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2016. This is our one of two, and our goal always, that is steady as a rock, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's our guide to bring back, to restore, to make America great again, folks. Welcome to the broadcast. Hopefully you'll help us get it all done. We believe the checks and balances put in place by the founding fathers, absolutely brilliant, and one of the great solutions to the problems we face today. And we do indeed wish you a very Merry Christmas. We are not afraid to say Christmas on this broadcast, and we reject the intimidation that encourages companies to be afraid to stand for Christmas. Christmas is a wonderful blessing in our lives, folks. All right, without further ado, a recap of Friday's hard-hitting, award-winning broadcast. The archives are available at libertyroundtable.com, and on your Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel. And this half hour is brought to you in part by raw honey, delivered directly to your door. Now, I don't know if you'll get it in time for Christmas or not, but you can get a hold of Kurt Cosby today and try. And you know what? It might be one of those presents that come right after Christmas and everybody thinks they've opened all the presents and voila, something else comes. Oh, yeah, honey. I got you a present, and then they'll open honey and say, see what I mean? I told you, honey. And anyway, get a hold of Kurt. He'll make it happen just for you. Raw honey delivered directly to your door. 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Now, we talked about fake news as a Trojan horse for government censorship. Ron Paul wrote an article about this, and boy, is he spot on target. We talked about Judge Napolitano dropping an incredible bombshell, says that U.S. intelligence was behind the hacks, not Russia. Daily Caller with that piece. All right, so Ron Paul saying fake news is a Trojan horse for government censorship. Then Judge Napolitano says, hey, you know what? The United States was behind the hacks, not Russians. So the promotion that the Russians are causing it is fake news, folks. And the mainstream press in bed with government, willing to tell that tale all day long. Wow. We also talked to the Oklahoma town with soaring supplies is a direct threat to OPEC. We're talking about the tiny Oklahoma town of Cushing, Oklahoma. Now, this tiny town has plenty of oil, folks. Where's the people telling you the real news? The fake news is that we got to depend on foreign oil all the time. Let me say that again. The fake news that we've been told for literally decades by your mainstream press is that we don't have enough oil and we got to get it from overseas. We got to put ourselves in, what, harm's way? We got to connect ourselves to terrorism and ne'er-do-well nations for stability and safety? What a lie. All right, we also talked about some poor Venezuelan parents. They're giving away their children amongst a deep crisis. And they're doing so because they actually love their children. I know that sounds crazy, but they're so destitute. They struggle so much that they feel like if they give their children away, they might have a chance at life. I kid you not. And they hope that their children can have a life and not be forced into prostitution or worse. All right, there you have it. Now, just to show you what kind of fake news the mainstream press peddles, Politico lied about Kurt and me and James Edwards and others this last year, big time, multiple occasions. We even caught them at it and forced them to correct one time. Nevertheless, now Politico fires one of their writers. In a tweet, the writer asked if Donald Trump is committing incest with his daughter, Ivanka. I mean, there's no evidence of that. This is off the charts. At least Politico had the sense to fire their writer, but it just shows what kind of an agenda these left-wing loonies have. They don't care about the truth. They peddle fake news everywhere. Fox News' Monica Crowley looks like she's going to be joining the Trump administration. Wow, that's a disaster. All right, I guess they had a cheese festival. We talked about this Friday. It descended into chaos. I guess vegans were attacking cheese-tasting attendees in the UK, and it was just crazy. It was an utter shambles, they say. Ridiculously overcrowded, poorly organized. Not to mention a public relations disaster. Wow. We also talked about a Harlem deer that got captured in the city and will be killed. And I wonder where all the animal activists are in this case. See, this deer must die because they don't have authority to move the deer reintroduce it to a safer place. They don't have all these laws, all these regulations are conflicting to the point where, man, the only choice left is pro-death by government. Wow. I'm kind of even for the protection of animal life from government. Government's just out of control. All right, we talked about John McCain backing Donald Trump's criticism of F-35, saying, you know what, it's cost overrun, it's crazy, it's out of control expenditures, but the president can't cancel it. All right, showdown between McCain and the Donald, I guess we'll see. But no doubt that F-35 program's out of control. It's like the Air Force One program. Government's just spending too much, way too much on this hawkish military belligerence. All right, we talked about Summer Redstone paying millions to mistresses and others who gave him, quote, sexual favors. Anyway, legal filing is the details. Dan Mangan is the one who, I guess, wrote the details of that piece. But what a disgraceful scenario when these rich cats, they're all welcome everywhere as if they're rock stars, but they're just nothing but a bunch of, they behave in a way that would not please God, let's say that. Proverbs 31:10. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Man, do we need more virtuous women, ladies and gentlemen. And virtuous men, by the way. All right. That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live for Friday. Hour 2 brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today. Thepowermall.com. Or 877-817-9829. Sheriff's probe, that's Joe Arpaio's probe, finds Obama birth certificate. Fake. Literally years of forensic investigations. Confirms birther suspicions all along. WND.com. Bob Unruh writes the piece. The sheriff's video literally declares there are 9 images on the Obama birth certificate that appear to be identical to and copied from another birth certificate. That's right. Wow. The other birth certificate was issued just days after Barack's in Hawaii. And they looked at a bunch of birth certificates, and none of them match except for one. And the one that matches, there's 9 points where things are so identical that it could not have been by mistake. It's not even possible. That Joe Arpaio found that Barack Obama forged from. In other words, there's a source document, another birth certificate. Barack Obama's crew, whoever did this, basically literally took information from someone's birth certificate and used it to forge his birth certificate. The person, Johanna Ahani, I don't know, honey. Anyway, that's the birth certificate. And bottom line is, the question is, will it go anywhere? The mainstream press literally missed the whole story last week. They're not talking about it. Now, if you spike real news, is the spiking of real news fake news by its very nature? All right, we talked about measures of economic optimism shooting up all over the place after Donald Trump's win. Isn't that interesting? We also talked about why Jay Leno. Wow, that's a new rap name for Jay Leno, I guess. Jay Leno never uses credit cards, really. And he talked about why. It's actually a pattern for everybody in the nation to follow. Yahoo is in very big worry concerns. Verizon might scrap the acquisition or devalue it big time. Time will tell. We'll keep an eye on that ball. But remember, Verizon was going to buy Yahoo. Well, now they got more and more scandals to where the question is, how much is Yahoo even really worth? We talked about the real-life Hunger Games. Sick rules. I guess there's a new Russian reality TV show allowing contestants to fight, rape, and literally murder. And it's all good. By the way, the Planned Parenthood has been referred to the FBI for criminal charges. Did you see that? All right, more in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, all we're missing now is Kurt Crosby's melodic voice. Got to get that done, Kurt. You need to start busting out some karaoke to these as we go. We're counting on him, ladies and gentlemen. Merry Christmas to all of you from us, the Liberty Roundtable Live team, syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com. Incredible news service, LibertyNewsDaily.com. Tell all your friends, sign up for the email service today, would you please? It is Christmas, folks, and thank heavens it is, because we need hope in America. We need freedom in America. We need solutions in America. All right, now, We talked about Planned Parenthood refers FBI for criminal charges. WorldNet Daily wrote the piece. See, WorldNet Daily is the only one telling the tale of liberty in America right now. Daily Caller's doing a decent job. There's a few other websites doing a great job. Our news service, Liberty News Daily, doing an incredible job. But really, the research and the hard-hitting efforts are being done by WND.com. They really are. Now, I know a lot of people would say, I don't really like WND. There's way more conservative news. I know. I get it. I understand. But what you got to understand is there's a balance between trying to be mainstream, in other words, get enough viewers, and not going too far. It's partly educational in terms of you can't take America to the real well of knowledge and truth if they're just not ready for it. They're propagandized so hard. How do you strike an appropriate balance? WorldNet Daily, WND.com, does the best I've seen, not counting Liberty News Daily. Both of those sites, just tremendous news. Now, so Planned Parenthood being referred to the FBI for criminal charges, well, no doubt, needs to happen. The other thing we need to really do is stand up for pro-life, and James Dobson's doing just that. Dr. James Dobson is scorching John Kasich for a shameful veto of, quote, the heartbeat bill. Now, do you know what the heartbeat bill is? The heartbeat bill would prohibit abortions in cases where a baby has a heartbeat that can be detected, along with any other procedures performed after 6 weeks. So, really, a rejection of abortion bill, a pro-life bill, big time. And James Dobson is encouraging Americans all over to contact John Kasich's office. Who's that, governor of Ohio? Is that who that guy is? Anyway, the phone number to get that done is 466. Oh, sorry. I got to give you the area code. 614-466-3555. Let me give that to you again. 614-466-3555. And call John Kasich's office and go, shame on you. Now, be polite, because you're not going to get anywhere with hostility. However, be very firm in that, you know what, John? You're a Republican. Your platform is pro-life, my friend. It's time for you to get it done and quit putting your finger in the wind. Quit playing games with politics. Get it done, my friend. Hopefully they can muster a veto override in Ohio, but I doubt it. Our prayers are with the pro-life folks, and we're doing all we can to support their efforts. And that's the big thing. When Donald Trump won, I came out of the gate right at the start. I don't know if I was the only one, but I was certainly one of the very few. Kurt Cosby was with me, and we literally said, hey, we've got to be pro-life. If there's one thing in America we need to change, I know it's important to get rid of the Federal Reserve and have honest money. I get it. I know it's important to lock down the border so we don't have thugs coming across the border, terrorists and ne'er-do-wells and criminals and stuff. I get it. Those things are certainly important. Don't get me wrong. But we ought to take that thou shalt not kill commandment seriously for starters. And if we do that, I believe we'll have the blessings from the Almighty Author of life and liberty to move forward in a significant way. If we don't do this, I submit to you that it's going to be all for naught. I really do. We either stand up for the most sacred principle that government is purposed for under God or not. And that is the protection of life. Kurt, welcome to the broadcast, my friend. That's the recap and news the networks refuse to use today starts now. And a delightful leading up to Christmas. Merry Christmas week to you, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're welcome. So I don't even get a Merry Christmas. I just get a Buenos dias. All right, that'll do.
Buenos dias. Merry Christmas as all right. Well.
Sorry, I was just afraid that you were afraid to say Merry Christmas or something.
Well, not really. I mean, I typically say, you know, like even in July.
Yeah, Kurt Cosby Merry says Merry Christmas you know. All the time. And he sings Happy
or
Birthday
happy
all the
birthday,
time.
Happy Birthday.
Yeah,
you know,
too.
Really
it's strange. I'm walking down the you know, somewhere happy with Kurt birthday. And all of a sudden he's going, Happy Birthday. And I'm going, whose birthday is it? And he's like, I don't know. Nobody's.
Somebody's birthday.
Well, I guess it is somebody's birthday. Yeah. But Michelle Obama, you know, while Kurt Cosby's running around singing Happy Birthday and, you know, saying Merry Christmas and Buenos Dias to people and running around being all cheerful and getting on the radio and trying to talk about God, family, and country and life, liberty, and property and trying to point people to safety and freedom by listening to and obeying the commandments, the guidelines of the Almighty Author of liberty and doing all the things that Kurt Cosby does. Stopping to help people on the side of the road.
Stuff.
selling free honey, preaching one man, one woman traditional marriages, standing up for families everywhere. While he's doing all these things, folks, Michelle Obama's spending her time doing a little different stuff, Kurt. And I don't know if you've seen this, but Michelle Obama, America entering time of hopelessness. Yeah. And she goes on to say, this is what it feels like to have no hope. Now, Donald heard what she said, and Donald gets up in a rally and says, you know what? She must have meant the past. I don't think it came out exactly as she intended. And I know that she meant in the past it was hopeless, but now we got a tremendous hope. We're going to do great things. We're going to make America great again. We're going to, and he really apologized for Michelle in a way. At the same time, he kind of mocked her in the sense of, you know what? Forget your hopelessness. We're past all your husband's degrading hopelessness, and we're moving on in a delightful way. I appreciate Donald's point to a great degree. I think there's been hope in the past, and there's hope in the future, and there's hope now. That's just my humble opinion. Of course, you know, that's why they hate me so much, because I hope for better times and better things. But I bring this all up, Kurt, because it's amazing when we talk about hope. What do they have hope in, Kurt? And I think this Christmas season, it's a really important question. What do we or should we have hope in? Should we have hope that Donald is like the next king? Of course not. Should we hope that Barack Obama, just a mere man, somehow fixes the world by 3 o'clock? Should we? And I submit to you, Kurt, those are all the wrong hopes. They're all the wrong hopes. They're worthless hopes. You can't trust in the arm of flesh. Now, I hope that people are good people, and I have a hope for a lot of things. But we cannot have this misplaced hope. I hope that we can have God's blessings while we turn our back on him and violate his commandments and his laws. We live immoral lives and we have hope. That's false hope, to hope that God will protect us and prosper us and grant us liberty. You got to have hope made real by action. Faith without works is dead. You got to have both, Kurt. Hope and faith are a wonderful thing, but you got to back it up by doing the best you can. And so if we want to have hope in life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, then we've got to have hope in the author of that life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And so I appreciate this hopeless discussion, but I hope, pardon the phrase, that we turn our minds and our hearts towards the real source of hope and change and opportunity. And I hope that we can return to our Christian roots. I hope that we can return to the principles of God, family, and country. Kurt, do you want to mention anything about this? I just think this misplaced hope is really a problem.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. It's just part of the way they paint the picture, you know. Michelle's idea of hope and change is not my idea of hope and change.
Amen to that. Know? When we get back, we'll talk more about it, ladies and gentlemen. Sam and Kurt on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use in just seconds. This is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Exposing corruption, informing citizens, pursuing liberty. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
John Bolton, nominated by Donald Trump to be Deputy Secretary of State under Rex Tillerson, would be given expansive responsibilities in setting foreign policy priorities for the administration, and his track record suggests that those priorities would be wildly at odds with those expressed by Trump during the campaign. Over the past year and a half, Trump has consistently denounced the Iraq War as a costly and disastrous geopolitical blunder, and the administration of George W. Bush, as well as the CIA, for deceiving the public about Saddam Hussein's pursuit of weapons of mass destruction. Bolton, notes The Intercept, is arguably the man most responsible for hiding the truth about Iraq's non-existent WMDs. As Undersecretary of State for Arms Control under Bush, John Bolton took the lead in ousting José Bustane, the Brazilian diplomat at the head of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, or OPCW. Iraq indicated its willingness to sign a 1993 treaty banning manufacture and use of chemical weapons, which would include invasive verification by the OPCW. This would have undermined the Bush administration's claim that Saddam's government was stockpiling chemical weapons, so the administration, at Bolton's initiative, threatened to cut off funding for the organization, which resulted in Bustani being thrown out. In addition, Bolton was prominent in the Bush administration's disinformation chorus, retailing now-disproven claims about Saddam's weapons program, claims Trump has correctly identified as lies.
For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby talking about critical issues this Christmas season. I know it's hard to mix Christmas and politics, but ladies and gentlemen, if anybody could do it, Sam and Kirk can get it done. We're talking about Jesus Christ, though. We're talking about the author of liberty, and we're talking about how we must, if we want to have real hope, keep his commandments. It is false hope to turn our back on God, to live immoral lives, and to hope for a better future. It's just absolutely psychotic. It'll never work, never has. And there you have it. And you would say, Sam, well, I don't believe in God like you do. Okay, fine. Doesn't change reality. The author of liberty must be acknowledged. And you can pretend that it doesn't matter. But it does. It makes an absolute difference. Kurt, sorry about the break there. I get you started on something and then cut you off. It's just my big mouth talking too much. It's your turn, though. Michelle Obama preaching hopelessness, Kurt. Just imagine. They get mad at us for our commentary. And then they run around and preach hopelessness, Kurt?
Well, I agree, Sam, and, you know, it's sad to see, a lady who has so much of a, I guess you could say, a big microphone, and, you know, that she's pushing that whole idea. But the thing is, this goes back to the warning that George Washington gave us with the whole party problem idea, and that is, hey, if one party wins, then the spirit of party makes it so that then the other party has to go, everything's going to be terrible now, because we didn't win, and thus, all things are going down in a, big problem. It's just, it's a sad thing, and that's why we call for the elimination of the party system, the restoration of, that we're all Americans, and that we ought to all work together, and that we ought to look for the good, Michelle, that we ought to say, hey, do like the Savior Jesus Christ said when he said, be of good cheer. He didn't say be of good cheer only when everything's going well or your ship
Democrats
has come in.
Democrats are in office. Or...
He said be of good cheer, and, we need to count our many blessings. That's part of the whole Christmas season. There's just so much good that can be accomplished when you go after, solutions and you work on improving things, you know.
And I want to say to Michelle, too, you know what? There is hope. There is hope in a brighter day, ladies and gentlemen. There is hope in the American people. You know what? We're far from a perfect people. And sadly, for the most part, nationally speaking, we've got a lot of folks that have turned their backs against God. We've allowed an immoral media to take over. We've allowed immoral leaders to take their places and positions above us. We've really allowed for some harmful things. But I submit to you, Kurt, the majority of the people in America, even with their faults, even with their mistakes, even with their sins, are a good people. And I inherently believe people, for the most part, are good, Kurt. And the key is to make sure no one gets too much power, no one gets too much money to turn them from good to bad. In other words, there's a check on a lot of that, and that brings us hope. So there's a lot of good and a lot of hope. There are concerning issues that we cannot overlook. We're not so naive to think that there's nothing wrong. We're just saying that we will never lose hope. As long as there's good people on the earth that can teach the principles of liberty, and that means the Christian principles taught by Jesus Christ. Okay, to me, they are one and the same. As long as there's people that are willing to do that, and as long as we have a voice to do that, Kurt, there's always hope. Now, I submit there may even be hope even if we lose our voice. Right now, that's being hardcore attacked as well. They pitch it as fake news. See, if I preach there's a God, Kurt, then they'll say, prove there's a God. And if I can't prove there's a God, then they will say that I'm peddling fake news. But the problem is they can't prove there's not a God either. Of course, they can say that all day long, and it's not fake news, because they would say the burden of proof is on you, Sam. And the problem with that scenario is that, you know what? We've been literally a Christian nation for our whole founding. And now that we're turning our backs on it, we have more and more and more and more trouble. All right, Secretary of State, or I should say former Secretary of State, Henry Kissinger, Kurt, was in an interview this Sunday on CBS. What is it, Face the Nation? And Kissinger said
it's
that
it's not
Trump,
Fake the Nation?
No, well, it is, if you ask me.
Yeah,
CBS
point.
Is Fake the Nation, and then they peddle everything on Facebook. You're right, good point. But anyway, Henry Kissinger was on there. This dude's older than the hills and a socialist, a communist of the highest order, in my humble opinion. But he said Trump is asking a lot of unfamiliar questions, and Trump might just go down in history as a very considerable president, Kurt.
Huh. Wow. Henry the K. Wow.
Donald Trump is a phenomenon to all these foreign countries. He's asking a lot of hard questions, and he just might matter. And what Kissinger's doing, in my humble opinion, Kurt, is sending a shot across the bow of Donald Trump, saying, if you fall in line with the global elites, then you have a chance to be a real important man in history. And if you go down the road you're going down, my friend, then you will lose big. That's coming right out of a globalist's mouth, Kurt. Henry Kissinger, in my opinion, is the most public face of a global cabal we've ever seen. This man is evil. And this man's running around sending really veiled threats to Donald via Fake the Nation, in my opinion. I think Henry Kissinger is a bad actor to the highest order. And it's very interesting, to say the least. Any thoughts on Henry advising the Donald, Kurt, via Fake the Nation?
Well, I mean, if he's saying basically that Trump is asking all the right questions.
Or no, he didn't say the right questions, Kurt.
He's asking questions that are probably not supposed to be talked about, is what I think Henry
yes.
the K is saying, which
unfamiliar,
you know, tells
questions
me,
are the words he uses, Kurt.
Which tells me that Trump is doing the right stuff. You know,
I think there's truth to that. Yes,
you know, and you know, you see Henry the K, who, if memory, you know, reminds or makes,
serves.
You know, if I remember this guy correctly, you know, he was brought out of basically poverty. You know, he had like one suit or one sweater to his name or whatever, and yet they just promote him. And this is how, you know, we always teach about how he who has the owns the media makes the rules or whatever. And they could make Mr. Kissinger and give him all this, you know, screen time and move him forward, or they could just not talk about him at all. And in this case, I think, like you said, he's a globalist. He's been pushing that whole idea forever, what we'd call the insiders, the kingmen, and he's been part of that. So you shouldn't be surprised that he's not exactly pleased with everything Trump does.
Yeah, and it's on Fake the Nation. You're right, Kurt. Now, here's the thing. Kissinger said that Trump is asking a lot of unfamiliar questions. Donald Trump is a phenomenon that foreign countries haven't seen. So if he were to be positive and say, you know what, I like the questions that Donald is asking. You know what, I appreciate Donald taking a fresh look at things. Then I would have a little bit maybe of respect saying, you know what, I actually agree with Henry for a change. But in this case, he doesn't say anything positive or negative. He just kind of gives directions. You could go down as one of the most awesome people in the world, Donald. You're asking a lot of very strange things. And I leave it at that. And what have I velvet hammered you into, Kurt? If I'm not willing to stand up or if I have hopes of being a great man, what have I done to you? You know, Kurt, you could be an awesome man. You could be incredible. You could go down as a very considerable person. Now, you're asking a lot of strange things and stuff, buddy. But you know what? You could do awesome. What have I done to you via Face the Nation?
Yeah,
publicly?
It's a velvet hammer. Basically, just telling you, you know, you better straighten up. And, you know, we're in control here. And don't be thinking that things are different, you know.
Amen to that. Now, we were at a Christmas party the other day. And one of the presents, what happened is we all got to pick a present. And then what happens is people can steal the present. You know, you've seen those games, Kurt, where you steal the present and then somebody else can pick another present or steal another one, and it's a fun
That's
way.
Right.
All right, well, anyway, one of the presents was a gift basket. It was a date night gift basket, and people were passing it around, and then someone's like, well, you got to get a date first, and my response is, if you're married, you got a date already, right? Which I
that's
thought was
right.
A cool part to marriage. But anyway, that's just part of the hope that I have for men and women, one man, one woman getting married and everything. Anyway, I digress. The reason I bring this all up, though, is that date night is an important thing in America. And Donald Trump has a date with destiny, that's for sure. The question is, which destiny will his agency carry out? Kissinger brought up the point. He's trying to bend the Donald to the globalist view. I would stand for the nationalist view that George Washington stood for personally. Quick pause. Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together.
I smoke because it's a habit. It's very hard to quit. I've tried.
My wife smokes. It's not allowed in the home. It's not allowed around my children. I just know it isn't good.
My husband hates that I smoke, and I smoke outside.
It irritates her a little bit, but I think she sees and understands what I'm trying to get across to her, that it's not only bad to her, but it's bad to my three beautiful daughters and my two sons.
My dad gets upset with my mom because she smokes and he doesn't, and whenever my mom goes and smokes, she has to go smoke outside.
I don't think my mom should smoke because it's really bad for you and it could hurt you really bad.
I do think there is a correlation between parents and kids. The parent smokes, the kids think it's okay for them to smoke.
Sometimes all you need is a small reason to quit.
Yeah, I love my mom very much, but I still wish she'd stop smoking.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-getters to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Donald Trump running around saying we're going to make America great again. I think he can do it if he turns to God, family, and country. But if he wants to play with the globalists, it ain't going to get done. While we're running around, you know, singing joy to the world, celebrating the Savior's birth, and celebrating the principles that the Savior taught that will let us have liberty if we obey, follow, by our free will and choice. Michelle Obama running around talking about hopelessness and stuff. And then they run around and tell you we're terrorists. I'm just saying. How does that all work? All right, Kirk Crosby and Sam Bushman talking about, I was mentioning right before the pause about, you know, we had this Christmas party and they had this, you know, gift giving and then you could steal the gift and all this stuff. And there was a date basket. And well, what happened was I kind of mentioned, you know, hey, if you get the date basket and you're married, you got a built-in date already. You're good to go. But if you don't, there's a solution for you, Kurt. Did you hear about this?
What's the solution?
Well, there's now a dating website, Kurt, dubbed TrumpSingles.com, my friend.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I see a problem with it right off, Kurt. Now, they say there's a... The problem is you go on a date with somebody from some of these other websites. I don't even know the names of them because I'm not really looking for a date, okay?
No.
And I don't... What are they called? There's a bunch of them out there. I don't even know what they're called.
Yeah.
But Match.com, Christian ones, whatever.
All these different
and websites. I do see the need for some type of websites that might be based towards your beliefs. For example, you know, a conservative one, a Christian one. I get it. But a Trump one? I mean, are you kidding me? Anyway, the problem that I see with it, though, is that I would rather see people matched by core beliefs. Like, you know what? Wanting children. You know, Christian values and principles. Monogamous marriage. One man, one woman marriages. I'd want all the things that, in my opinion, make a marriage. Based on traditional values and time-tested, time-honored reality. But this Trump website, Kurt, isn't ran by Donald, I don't think. And it's, well, it's TrumpSingles.com. But here's what they say about themselves. And this is my point about we've got to look for the right solutions if we want real hope, Kurt. Okay. Drinking and smoking all my life and doing drugs and having illicit sex and then hoping that I'm just healthy and live a long, prosperous life just isn't a common sense thing, right? Well, the same is true when it comes to the commandments of God. So here's what the website says. It doesn't matter your sexual preference, religion, anybody is allowed to come and be on the site as long as, Kurt, they're for the right reasons. Now, I don't get that. I don't get that at all. And I guess the reasons they talk about are you can search for the same or opposite partners. Your big thing, though, is that you got to be a Trump supporter. And they say they don't vet people for, you know, their sexual preferences or any of those things, but only if you're willing to be true to Trump. In other words, if you're a real Trump supporter, not a fake, then you're cool. Same sex, doesn't matter. All that's good. I disagree with this stuff, Kurt. I'm convinced that, you know what? I agree we don't want to... you know, really have a religion filter per se on there. But I think we ought to have some common ground. If I were to ever have a dating site, there would be common ground rules of what we stand for. You know what? This is a website specifically dedicated to one man, one woman matches based on Christian values, based on monogamous relationships, based on the goal of my goal is not to just date and be sexually active or whatever. My goal is to help folks literally find a lifelong partner. Or if you're actually a member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, a Mormon, as I am, unapologetically so, by the way, and that is that you can be married for time and all eternity, forever. But anyway, I'm just telling you this is interesting. This new dating website, dubbed TrumpSingles.com, it doesn't matter your sexual preferences, religion, anybody's allowed as long as you're for the right reasons, Kurt. Does that make any sense to you?
Well, it's, you know, basically more of this whole good is called evil and evil is called good, Sam. You know, you say as long as it's for the right reasons. Well, the right reasons are put aside. You know, as you said, it should be God, family, country. And, you know, it should be those things. Number one, you know, is got to be God in his place, and yet they want to eliminate that. That's why I think, you know, at least these ones that at least say, look, you're in this particular religion, and we're going to, you know, at least acquaint you based on that. Now, I think that's a great place to start. Others, you know, at least if you're looking for dating suggestions, find people you trust that know you and that also have, of course, other acquaintances, and, you know, have them help find you some, you know, interesting person to learn to know and, you know, spend time with.
I was talking about this with James Edwards during his show Saturday night, Kurt, The Political Cesspool, an award-winning broadcast every weekend, Saturday evenings. Check it out, thepoliticalcesspool.org. But the host of that program is James Edwards, who appears on this broadcast monthly as well. In fact, he'll be on live this Wednesday with us. But I bring this all up because he made an interesting statement when I brought this up to him about this website, this Trump dating thing and all this stuff. He goes, Sam, you gotta go to church. He says, you know what, if you go to church, that's where you'll find somebody who has your views in mind about God and family and about those things that matter most. You know what? I think, Kurt, he is spot on. So I'm not saying that dating sites never have a value or never could. I know several people that have met from online opportunities, and that's great. I don't mean to down them. But I'm just saying you got to look for somebody in the right spot that that matches your value. When you go to church and meet somebody, your chances of having a match on values, on principles, on ideology, on expectations. You know, most of marriage failures are based on mismatched expectations or unfulfilled, unrealistic expectations, whether it be money or sex or whatever the list is. It's an expectation reality. And I bring that all up to say that if you meet someone at church, Kurt, just the fact that they're there doesn't mean they're perfect, okay? Doesn't mean that they believe everything that they're supposed to. But the fact that they're there, if they consistently go, if they, you know, you can really gain a lot of knowledge about someone's heart, someone's intent, someone's feelings, someone's values, someone's beliefs. And if you spend time with them at church every week, you start to have the opportunity to bring up discussions about God, about children, about traditional marriage, about proper roles of husbands and wives, and about appropriate relationships. And you start to really learn who people are, Kurt. And anyway, I just thought that was a wise comment by James Edwards that, man, you've got to go to church if you're really looking for someone. Any thoughts about that, Kurt? I just think it was a very wise comment.
You know, it makes me think of the old comment that Zig Ziglar gave about, you know, when you're looking for a biscuit, you don't look in a garbage can, you know. In other words, you look in the right place for the right things. You know, when you are at church, you know, at least the church of your preference or whatever, then you're going to find somebody else who feels at least that same way about it, and they have at least an allegiance to God. They're serious enough to at least be there, you know, and then you get a start from that. You know, that's great advice.
And it just seems like, you know, when you get done, you're going to eat dinner together or something like that, and you can talk about the sermon that was delivered or the talk that was given, whatever. You can talk about a lot of these principles about God. You can, if you're a man, you can watch the woman or the girl interact with other people in terms of how she behaves, how she, you know, what matters to her, what does she spend her time doing, who does she spend her time with. All I'm telling you is you can learn so much. And so anyway, I bring this up because I think there is hope. But if you expect to go to TrumpSingles.com and not care about religion or sexual preference, anybody's allowed to come and be on the site, quote, as long as they're from the right reason, for the right reasons. That doesn't make any sense to me. That's the biggest contradiction in terms I've ever seen. The right reasons in my mind are religious-based and sexual preference-based. That matters a lot because God's law speaks out on that, Kurt. That it is to be a one-man, one-woman marriage. Man is not to be alone. And that once they're married legally and lawfully, there needs to be a monogamy there. There needs to be an understanding, a respect, a commitment, a covenant is the word that I would use to describe what needs to occur there. And when we do those things, Kurt, there's so many blessings. There's so much protection. There's so much regaining of trust and hope, Kurt. No wonder Michelle feels hopeless. Look at the world she's in. Poor girl. Wow. All right, Kurt, Snopes.com. You remember these guys? They've kind
They're
of
the
pitched
guys
themselves
that tell
as the
you if anything's
of
true or not.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, they've been caught lying about a bunch of things recently, Kurt. And now Snopes, I guess it's going to be one of the key fact-checking organizations for fake book. And by the way, they employ almost exclusively left-leaning journalists. I mean, leftists are employed almost exclusively at Snopes. So reject Snopes and Facebook, folks, if you want real news. All right, 1 hour in the can, second hour coming up. Sam and Kurt wishing you a very Merry Christmas, holiday season, and more. I would say don't spend too much money on your loved ones, but give them your love, give them your time, give them your respect, and give them your fidelity. Would you please reject the hopelessness lies of Michelle Obama and gain hope with us? We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. This nation shall endure.